Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, October 26, 2006. RIT Associate Professor of Art History Michael Amy commented about artist Vincent van Gogh in an Associated Press Wire story appearing in newspapers across Texas and elsewhere about the artist and a new exhibit of his work. Here's Amy on the short, troubled life of the famed artist.
What makes him so appealing to the public at large is the tragedy of his life, the mental illness he suffered from. He would have bouts of mental illness and then eventually would be in such a state of despair that he committed suicide. It's a tumultuous life. That tumultuous life has an enormous amount to do with his appeal. The focus of this exhibition is the wheat field painting which Van Gogh produced towards the end of his career, which I think have quite some symbolic value.
That's RIT Art History Professor Michael Amy from Manhattan speaking about artist Vincent van Gogh. RIT Professor C.J. Wallington, who teaches the world's only university course in space tourism, was interviewed by a reporter for Chickadee Magazine, a magazine targeting young children. That's right, young children. Here's Dr. Wallington on some of the more common questions that children, many of them future space tourists themselves, have about space travel.
Even the younger set is discovering space tourism these days. Why would people go into space? That's what they'd like to know. Maybe to float around like astronauts, or to eat M&Ms on the fly, floating in the air, or to drink bubbles of water. And of course, there's the eternal question. Where do the crumbs go? How do people go to the bathroom? And how do you take a bath?
That's RIT Space Tourism Professor C.J. Wallington.
This is University News Director Paul Stella. Federal funding has helped to boost RIT's highly regarded programs in alternative energy research and hospitality management. On October 24th, the U.S. Department of Energy awarded $2.7 million to the university, recognizing its work on automotive fuel cells. It's in conjunction with RIT's partnership with General Motors. And days earlier, the U.S. Department of Labor awarded more than $1.1 million to create a regional institute for food and beverage manufacturing. The goal here is to train more Western New York workers for careers in this high-skilled field. Both developments are expected to offer long-term benefits to the Rochester area economy, generating local news coverage through outlets such as the Democrat and Chronicle, WHAM Radio, and Our News. This is Paul Stella.
On the RIT campus this week, Chief Communications Officer Bob Finnerty on sustainability and BRICS, separate topics, by the way, and News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho with this week's top stories.
This is Bob Finnerty. The science of sustainability. Universities are trumpeting their efforts to make society more equitable and environmentally healthy. Will they succeed? This question is posed in the cover story of the Chronicle of Higher Education's October 20th edition. The Chronicle features RIT, and specifically SIMS, the Center for Integrated Manufacturing Studies. At SIMS, engineering students help test methods of turning used automobile parts into new products. RIT is now in the early stages of creating a PhD program in sustainability. The Henry Luce Foundation has granted RIT $465,000 to start the work. We will recycle this story with updates as work progresses. So, how many bricks does it take to build one of the nation's leading career-oriented universities? Try about $14.7 million. And RIT is adding more bricks to Brick City. With nearly $300 million in updates and expansion of the campus in the past decade, we thought we would give our listeners a brick update. This count will continue to grow as we have projects going on in engineering and CAST. Sometime in the coming months, we will pass the 15 million brick mark. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho. In the current issue of News and Events, Business Week names RIT among the top design schools in North America, Europe, and Asia. RIT is recognized by the publication for its outstanding design programs, offering multidisciplinary studies, emphasizing collaborative ventures with schools of business and engineering, and featuring a hybrid of expertise. The survey results appeared in Business Week's October 9th issue. Also in the current issue of News and Events, read about the latest federal funding received by the Center for Integrated Manufacturing Studies for its cutting-edge research efforts in alternative energy development. $1.35 million was secured for the construction of a fuel cell research and testing laboratory that will help promote the expansion of Rochester's new energy economy. And we look back at RIT's Brick City homecoming through a series of photos taken during the three-day event. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the October 19th issue of News and Events. This is Vianna Carvalho on the RIT campus.
This has been Dateline, RIT, October 26, 2006. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.